Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
Gives a more detailed budget and actual comparison for the general fund.
An audit found no irregularities in the City of Moorhead's 2019 financial documents.
The Green Source Summit kicked off in Lexington today.
A group is making their own plan for the Red River Gorge.
The House passed a bill creating new paths for the state's hemp crop.
A bill arming officers in Kentucky schools is headed to the full House.
Homelessness in Lexington is down, but the numbers could be misleading.
A Pike County man is in custody after an incident with a firearm.
In sports, Round County hosts a doubleheader with Menifee tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers tonight with a low around 36 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
An audit of fiscal year 2019 has shown no irregularities for the City of Moorhead. During a special session of the Moorhead City Council last night, an audit presentation was given by Lori Deerfield with the firm Kelly Galloway Smith Goolsbee. During the presentation, Deerfield said she believed all departments within the city showed a favorable budget for 2019. Following the presentation, council members Tom Carew and Mike Cash said they were happy with what they saw.
Just want to thank the mayor and Chrissy and other staff members for doing a great job and being very responsible in how they track and manage our money. Thank you.
I think our department heads have done a good job too. When you go through here, you can see all of our department heads have managed to stay in even under budget. I think they deserve a pat on the back as well.
Moorhead's regular monthly city council meeting is scheduled for this coming Monday.
Central Kentuckians interested in implementing more sustainable practices in their businesses, homes, and communities have a chance to hear from the experts this week. The first inaugural Bluegrass Green Source Sustainability Summit kicks off Tuesday with the theme, Cultivate Imagination, Inspire the Possible. Julia Parley with Green Source.
Every change that you make makes a difference, whether it be small things like first learning how to recycle and to big things like switching to an energy efficient car. We're trying to make differences, but not just on a personal level, but on a community level as well.
To that end, attendees will zero in on specific tracks, including energy efficiency, waste reduction, water quality, and sustainable agriculture, and spend the day learning how to get started.
As discussions continue regarding a master plan with the possibility of a resort coming to the Red River Gorge, some community members have formed a group to create a plan of their own. Red River Gorge United will be holding several more public meetings. WKYT had the chance to speak with Kristen Wiley, who lives and works in the area.
I worry about flooding. I worry about traffic. I worry about impacting the small businesses in the area already. I'm actually right next door to one of the main properties that's under consideration, yeah.
Wiley says that's just the tip of the iceberg of Red River Gorge United's concerns for the community.
The Woodford County Board of Education is calling to fund a new high school campus. The proposal followed reports of pests, mold, outdated classrooms, leaks, and flooding in the current facility. Sarah McCown is a parent in Woodford County. She says building a new campus would benefit students and staff.
It's older. Certainly, you know, we see these big new schools being built, and we would love to have one here in Woodford County because Woodford County High School, Woodford County schools are a top district in the state.
McCown also says there are still a lot of unanswered questions about whether the district will have to cut programs or staff to pay for the new building.
A swimming school in Lexington is encouraging those in the community to educate their children about the importance of water safety. WMKY's Michael Green has the story.
Drowning is the leading cause of accidental death in children ages 1 to 4, and in 2020, Aquatots hope to change that. Owner and instructor Lindsay Thayer tells LEX18 consistent swimming lessons reduce a child's chance of drowning by 88%. The school teaches children basic skills such as how to crawl in and out of the pool safely and what to do if they were to fall in. In addition to this, they are now offering free swimming lessons to kids that may not have the opportunity to learn. Community members are being asked to nominate a child they think should receive these lessons. To nominate a child, visit their website at aqua-tots.com. For WYMT, I'm Michael Green.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
A year after a series of deaths involving officers in pursuit, a Kentucky representative is proposing a House bill that would minimize the need for police to pursue criminals. James Tipton says he was asked to draft the bill by a family who lost their 18-year-old daughter last year when police were in pursuit of David Henderson. Tipton tells LAX18 he hopes House Bill 298 will help save lives.
Jill's family came to me to discuss what happened, and their concern is they don't want to see any other family go through what they suffered through. We want to disincentivize people from know that there are ramifications from fleeing from police officer, because it is a dangerous situation, not only to the public, but to themselves.
There are four main provisions of HB 298 that are aimed at officer training, suspending the license of drivers who flee from police, reporting pursuits to the Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Cabinet, and certifications for elected law enforcement.
The Kentucky House gave final passage to a bill that would create new paths for Kentucky hemp while staying in line with the federal law. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
House Bill 236 would allow the state to expand the number of qualified laboratories authorized to test the state's hemp crop for THC, a psychoactive component found in hemp and other types of cannabis. THC testing of the state's hemp crop is now handled by the University of Kentucky, which House Bill 236 sponsor Representative Matthew Koch of Paris said has experienced a recent testing backlog. Both state and federal law limit the amount of THC in Kentucky's hemp crop to 0.3%. Koch said a Senate amendment to the bill approved by the House before final passage clarifies that language in House Bill 236 regarding transport of hemp refers to hemp extract and not raw hemp material. The measure now goes to the governor for his signature. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
A bill that would arm school resource officers in Kentucky is a step closer to becoming law. The House Education Committee approved the measure and sent it to the full House. It has already passed the Senate. Republican Senator Max Wise sponsors the bill.
If a worst-case scenario were to happen, would you not want that police officer to have a firearm if something tragic were to happen? Can you imagine the liability if they did not?
The bill is a follow-up to last year's school safety bill that required trained officers in every public school. Opponents of the measure believe the state should not mandate local districts to arm its officers.
Kentucky's recently reshaped Board of Education remains a hot topic in Frankfort, with the Senate Republican leader hinting he may pursue reforms that would prevent future reorganizations of the board. WUKY's Josh James explains.
The Education Board has been at the center of political and legal wrangling in recent years. Former Republican Governor Matt Bevin altered the state board through executive order, clearing the way for action on charter schools. But current Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, who once argued against the governor's power to reshape the board, used the same power to create a new board on his first day in office, fulfilling a promise to public education advocates. Last week, Senate President Robert Stivers offered details about a bill he may propose this session that he says would put a stop to the back and forth.
It would not allow it to be subject to reorganization. So somebody can't come in the next term and on a whim or a desire or a political commitment, as we say, blow it up.
Stivers added his bill would also call for racial, gender, and political diversity on the board. While the current Beshear-appointed panel has already convened several times, the new members are still subject to Senate approval and continue to face a legal challenge from former members. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
According to an annual count, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Lexington is down, but a leading advocate warns the results may be overly optimistic. WKYT reports Lex Count 2020 arrived at a figure 12.5% lower than last year, or around 689 people with just 31 on the streets. Ginny Ramsey operates the Catholic Action Center.
We have had over 1,000 folks who have stayed here in one of our beds in the past 12 months.
Ramsey cautions the drop may have more to do with how people are counted than a decrease in the actual numbers. She says new rules put into effect by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development 5 years ago don't count some people who are temporarily housed at various facilities.
A Greenup County woman and her daughter have been arrested after investigators say they plotted to burn down their business. LEX 18 reports 48-year-old Manjeet Singh of Greenup County and her daughter, 27-year-old Hopneet Bath of Vancouver, Canada, conspired to commit insurance fraud by burning down their business, Wolf's Food Mart, and Pool Hall. A joint investigation by troopers, the Greenup County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and the Commonwealth's Attorney's Office uncovered the plot, and the two were taken into custody. Both women were arrested on the charge of conspiracy to commit second-degree arson. Bath was also charged with tampering with physical evidence.
A Pike County man is in custody after allegedly pulling a gun during the course of a fight. Mountaintop News reports 29-year-old Jody Tackett of Pikeville was arrested early Saturday after allegedly going to a residence at Booker Branch in Pike County and making threats against the residents and starting a physical altercation. Court documents says during the course of the fight, Tackett pulled a gun and pointed it at one of the residents and another person. The people whom Tackett allegedly pointed the gun toward were able to wrestle the gun away and eventually subdue Tackett until police arrived. Police say they found a loaded Glock handgun at the scene. Tackett was charged with a felony count of first-degree wanton endangerment and misdemeanor charges of menacing and third-degree criminal trespassing. He was lodged in the Pike County Detention Center on a $10,000 surety bond.
The Johnson County Sheriff's Office has arrested Charlotte Ward and Anthony Sean Hall on burglary charges. Deputies say the two stole their neighbor's furniture, appliances, along with many other items, and tried to burn some of it. According to WSAZ, Ward and Hall broke into a home on Skurlock Drive and Tudor Key and took over $10,000 worth of belongings. When deputies arrived at the scene to investigate, they found one neighbor's home with many of the victim's belongings inside. After investigators searched the home and left, a fire was reported at that same house. Later, during a traffic stop, deputies arrested Ward for driving on a suspended license and later added burglary charges. Johnson County Sheriff Doug Saylor says Hall was on the run for 5 days before deputies arrested him Saturday after chasing him through the same neighborhood where the investigation started. Both Ward and Hall are being held at the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Taking a look at your region's weather, this afternoon you have a 100% chance of showers with a high near 60, tonight a 100% chance of showers with a low around 36, Wednesday 60% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 44, Wednesday night 100% chance of rain, temperature rising to around 48, Thursday 60% chance of rain, mainly cloudy with a temperature rising near 52. Thursday night, 60% chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low around 29. Friday, a 30% chance of snow showers and rain, cloudy with a high near 37.
Taking a look at some temperatures around the region, it's 56 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, and Mount Sterling, 57 degrees in Grayson, 56 in Inez, 58 over in Ashland, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 57 degrees. On our feature segment today, students from Morehead State University's theater program will be performing Silas House's This Is My Heart for You this week. WMKY's Michael Green has the story.
The Little Company is a touring troupe consisting of Morehead State students and staff who primarily perform in the service region around the university. For their next production, they will be performing Silas House's This Is My Heart for You at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg and the Appalachian Center for the Arts in Pikeville. Caleb Lunsford is a senior in the theater program, and he says this performance will differ from their regular touring productions.
Sometimes we take shows to elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, but this year we're just touring to high schools, I believe. But that's the touring show that's kind of cut down, and it's modified so that only five actors can do it. But we are taking the main stage production with all of the lights and with all of the sounds and the uncut version with the 14-member cast to the Mountain Arts Center and the Appalachian Center for the Arts.
With the story being based in Appalachia, the troupe thinks it's the perfect opportunity to produce it in the area.
I think we wanted to take it to Appalachia because, and to the Prestonburg-Pikeville area because it's the Appalachian region heavily, and the show is based in Appalachia, and there's not a lot of stories like about Appalachia, and when they are, they're sort of stereotypical or askewed in a way, and so it's by an Appalachian author, and it's about the region, so it's like we're taking a play about them to their area.
The story is about a small town called Troublesome and the inhabitants who live within. Over the course of one summer, they begin to examine their own beliefs, fears, and prejudices. Caleb says the controversial aspect of the show makes it even more significant.
I think I'm always a little bit concerned about the pushback from the content, but I think the fear of the pushback is just another symbol of why it's such an important play to take place.
Productions take a lot of work and rehearsal, and in the case of This Is My Heart for You, Caleb says it's just as, and in some cases even more rigorous, than the others he has worked on.
The main stage doesn't actually, we've been told to keep all of our lines memorized, and then we have an intensive brush-up weekend this weekend. That's going to be from Friday to Sunday with 12-hour rehearsals every day, and then we're just going to jump right into it.
This production marks one of the first times the Little Company will be performing at a ticket-selling venue outside of Morehead State.
I'm just excited for the entire experience to get to take the show and kind of be the first of something that the Little Company has done is really exciting to get to say that this is the first main stage production that's kind of left MSU and then went somewhere else where people are paying tickets to come.
The performances will take place on Friday, February 7th at the Mountain Arts Center and Saturday, February 8th at the Appalachian Center for the Arts at 7 p.m. Tickets can be reserved by calling either center or at the door. For WMKY News, I'm Michael Green.
It's 4:47 and 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of MSU. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this soggy Tuesday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Morehead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at moreheadrecycling.org.
The Round County basketball teams host a doubleheader with Menifee County tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. The Round County girls team is gearing up for their senior night matchup with the 9-13 Lady Cats. The Vikings are hoping to win their fifth game straight and continue to hold the top seed in the district in tonight's matchup. Head coach Matt Stokes says Round grabbed a win against this team early in the season.
Coach Ricker always has a pretty good game plan against us. So I know they've got a really, really good post player. And, you know, our focus the last time was really on her to try to keep the ball out of her hands or whenever she had the ball to double-team her if we had to or even triple-team her. I'm sure he'll have a different game plan coming in tonight, and we've kind of got a different one tonight as well.
Tip-off tonight is set for 6 p.m. The team will honor four seniors before the game begins. The Round County boys will also honor their seniors before tonight's matchup with Menifee. The Viking boys have six players ready to graduate this spring. Head coach Sean Thacker says three seniors who usually get subbed in will be starting in tonight's game.
The thing with the lineup we'll start tonight, it's going to be a really big lineup. You know, with Richard and Ray and Dakota getting the start tonight, they all have length. And putting those guys out there, where defensively we're going to be really, really long. So hopefully we'll get off to a good start and play well tonight.
Senior players will be honored between the girls' and boys' games. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m. Taking a look at other high school basketball action in the 16th region tonight, Morgan County's girls travel to Perry County Central. Raceland hosts McGoffin County, and Bath County travels to Augusta. All three of those games are set to tip off at 7:30. In boys' 16th region action tonight, Ashland Blazer hosts Rose Hill Christian. Boyd hosts Fairview. Morgan County travels to East Carter. Fleming hosts Robertson. Russell hosts Metcalf County. And Elliott County travels to West Carter. Those games are also scheduled to get underway at 7:30. We'll have scores from all of tonight's 16th region games tomorrow on Morning Edition. After leading the Eagles to a pair of wins this past weekend, Morehead State senior guard Jordan Walker has been named the Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Week. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
A 6-foot native of Indianapolis, Walker led MSU to a 92-74 win Thursday over Southeast Missouri with 21 points. On Saturday, Walker erupted for 18 second-half points and scored 22 overall as MSU topped UT Martin 85-77. On the week, Walker shot 56% overall and 42% from beyond the arc. He also hit on all 8 of his free throw attempts. Walker now ranks number 18 on Morehead State's career scoring chart with 1,408 points. The Eagles are on the road this week at SIU Edwardsville on Thursday and at Eastern Illinois on Saturday. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
46 student-athletes on the Morehead State football program have been honored on the 2019 Pioneer League Academic Honor Roll. The Honor Roll awards those student-athletes who maintained a 3.0 grade point average throughout the fall semester. 46 honored this year is the most the Eagles have had since 46 in 2013, and the second highest honoree total since MSU began competing in the PFL in 2001. Morehead State had 7 athletes score a perfect 4.0 in the fall, including sophomore offensive lineman Tanner Duncan, junior defensive back Jelani Ray Garvin, junior slot receiver Kyle Gilbert, sophomore quarterback Zach Harden, freshman offensive lineman Dalton Lewis, junior linebacker DJ Nicolescu, and freshman offensive lineman Holton Zoss. Number 15 Kentucky returns to Rupp Arena tonight to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Cats are coming off a tough 75-66 loss to number 11 Auburn over the weekend. Head coach John Calipari says the schedule isn't getting any easier, and the Bulldogs will be a tough test for his team.
And again, this team we're playing, Mississippi State, leading rebounding team in the country. Uh-oh. Really physical. Uh-oh. Post it. Jam it. Offensive rebounded. Uh-oh. I mean, this is a great test for us. Where are we? And can we play in these kind of games?
UK comes into the game at 16-5 overall and 6-2 in SEC play. Mississippi State is 14-7 on the year and 5-3 in the conference. Tip off between the Cats and the Bulldogs at 9 p.m. tonight in Lexington. And finally in sports this afternoon, something new is coming to the Kentucky Derby. KNN's Paul Miles has the story.
They're off. Churchill Downs is getting a new starting gate for the Kentucky Derby. A maximum 20 horses can run in the Derby, and in past years, the track has used 2 gates, a main one with 14 stalls, and a second auxiliary gate with a large gap between the 2 gates. That will change this May when a new custom-made 20-stall starting gate is used in the Run for the Roses. Built by the Australian company Steriline Racing, the new gate will be 65 feet wide. Churchill says the starting gate will deliver a clean start for all horses and enhance safety for horses and riders in the Kentucky Derby. I'm Paul Miles.
And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Tom Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's and women's basketball host Eastern Kentucky University on Thursday, February 13th, and Belmont University on February 20th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rallied strongly, building on solid gains from the previous session as the market recovers from a steep sell-off that was sparked by worries over the coronavirus. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 407.82 at 28,807.63. The S&P 500 was up 48.67 at 3297.59. And the NASDAQ Composite set a new all-time closing setting record high at 9467.97 as the NASDAQ was up 194.57 in today's trading. Stocks that have been hit by fears of the coronavirus slowing the economy bounced today. Apple is up 3.3%. NVIDIA and Micron both rose more than 2.5%. Companies directly impacted by the coronavirus, including many tourist and leisure type of companies, were very strong today. Carnival Cruise Lines was up almost 2%, and American and United Airlines were both up by more than 5%. Tesla, meanwhile, powered the NASDAQ with a surge of more than 13% that lifted the stock above $900 for the first time. That rally follows Tesla's best day in 6 years. Billionaire investor Ron Barron, a longtime bull of Tesla stock, said that the company could see revenues of $1 trillion in 10 years. Tesla did give back a chunk of its gains in the final minutes of trading. At its high of the day, Tesla had surged more than 24%. Microsoft and Caterpillar both rose 3% to contribute to market gains. The S&P 500 tech sector itself was up 2.6% and was, of course, led quite a bit by Apple. One of your few losers today was Google, or I should say Alphabet, which is the parent for Google. The stock was down 2.5% on a disappointing earnings report for the fourth quarter. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1% at $49.61 a barrel. Gold was down 1.5% at $1,558 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 1.625%. In Asia, stocks were strong as well with the Shanghai Composite up 1.375% and the Nikkei up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 50 cents at $29.48, Dollar General up $1.22 at $155.99, UPS up $1.35 at $103.38, Marathon Petroleum up $1.35 at $53.41, and Anthem was up $6.89 to finish at $273.32. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the Meats, the Works, Tuscan 6 Cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Taking another look at your region's weather. This afternoon, 100% chance of showers, high near 60. Tonight, a 100% chance of showers, low around 36. Wednesday, 60% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 44. Wednesday night, 100% chance of rain, temperature rises to around 48. Thursday, 60% chance of rain, cloudy with a temperature rising to near 52. Thursday night, 60% chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low around 29. And Friday, a 30% chance of snow showers and rain, cloudy with a high near 37.
Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, Concerned Citizens for Migrants and First Baptist Church in Moorhead present the film documentary series Living Undocumented. Each episode will be shown on the first Thursday of each month through August. The next screening will be at 5 p.m. on Thursday, February 6th. Admission is free and the community is invited.
The Mountain Arts Center in Prestonburg presents Wolf County, Kentucky native and country music artist Tyler Booth in concert at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 8th. Reserved seat tickets are priced at $17 and $22.
Celebrate Valentine's Day with Le Cabaret at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling, 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 14th. Enjoy tasty desserts, local talent, music, and fun. Tickets are $15.
The public is invited to see We Believe in Dinosaurs, a documentary film on creationism, Noah's Ark, and science at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with the directors. Reception begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 18th.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Michael Green, Lori Likens, Nacogdoches Miller, Shamari Mosley, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, and Cody Robinson. KNN's Paul Miles, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Michael Green. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sarah Mead and Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.